From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. The Kremlin hinted Tuesday at possible legal repercussions for Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny over his calls for a boycott of the March presidential election. President Vladimir Putin's spokesman wouldn't comment on the Election Commission's decision to bar the man from running, but said the, quote, calls for boycott ought to be carefully studied to see if they're breaking the law, unquote. As expected, Russia's top election body on Monday formally barred Navalny from a presidential run. He was an anti-corruption campaigner and Putin's most prominent rival. Promptly, he put out a video statement after the announcement saying that the ban shows, quote, Putin is terribly scared and is afraid of running against me. He called on supporters to stay away from the vote in protest. Liberians went to the polls on Tuesday for a presidential election of their own that they hope will mark the first democratic transfer of power in more than seven decades, despite allegations of fraud in this election. Candidates are bidding to succeed in a runoff vote delayed for more than a month after several candidates alleged widespread fraud in October's first round vote, a challenge that the Supreme Court rejected this month. Peru's ailing leader Alberto Fujimori on Tuesday asked the public for forgiveness, 2 days after receiving a presidential pardon that sparked street protests. He said he was aware that his government was well received on one side, but, quote, I admit that I have let down other compatriots, and I ask them to forgive me with all my heart. Fujimori said that in a Facebook video filmed from his hospital bed. The 79-year-old had been serving a 25-year sentence for corruption and human rights abuses committed during his time in office from 1990 to the year 2000. This is VOA News.